You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Well, it's February, and spring training is just about here, but it's also time for Mariners Talk. I'm Dave Raymond with Greg Johns at Mariners.com. And, Greg, every time we think that Jerry DePoto has got to be just about done, he's made approximately two-thirds of all Major League Baseball's offseason moves. He makes another one, and now he's picking up Korean slugging first baseman. Tell us what you know about Daeho Lee.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. You know, Jerry doesn't seem to sleep a whole lot, and he's got his international connections, obviously. So kind of an interesting signing, a minor league deal, so they're not putting a lot out on risk out here, but bringing in a guy, Daeho Lee, who's a big dude. He's about 6'4", about 280, and hits the ball a long way, I'm told. Haven't seen him. Played in Korea for about 10 years and then in Japan the last four. But big guy who hit 31 homers last year and 98 RBIs in Japan for SoftBank. So got a pretty good track record over there, and they're going to bring him over here and see how he fits in. They're kind of looking for that right-handed complement to Adam Lind at first base and Jesus Montero, kind of the leader in the clubhouse. And they brought in Gabby Sanchez also on a minor league deal, and now Daeho Lee to also give it a shot. So just kind of building depth there and some options and see what they can come up with, Dave. It should be interesting to see what he brings to camp.
Well, I remember when the Cubs were heavily invested in Aesop Choi, and I covered him for a number of years. Recently got, was able to become familiar with Shin-Soo Chu, who I guess he went to elementary school with Daeho Lee, right?
That's what I've heard, yeah, that they grew up together. So interesting connection.
Yeah, well, if he turns out anything like Chu, then of course Jerry DePoto is a genius, which he may be anyway. But interesting stuff. Let's explore the rest of this roster. So, typically we think of this as sort of a slow time of year. There is no such thing these days under DePoto, but I think of it as a good time to ask those really hard hitting questions. Things that we really need to know, like. Like who on this team might be the one to come up to the plate to Justin Bieber? let's get into it, Greg.
Is there any believers on the Mariners? Is the question?
That's exactly right.
that's a tough question. If you're coming out swinging, I don't believe there are any believers on the Mariners, so that's a tough one to say. Who would come up to the plate with the Bieber walk-up music? If I had the gun in my head, I guess I would go young. I think you got to go young on that one. And the Mariners have a pretty mature lineup. Nobody under 28 starting this next year except Ketel Marte. So I'm going to go with a guy, and I think the correct answer here, Dave, is no one. But I'm going to go with Ketel Marte. For one big reason here, Kettle is a Latino kid who doesn't speak a lot of English, and he's probably not going to listen to this podcast, so he's not going to know I'm sticking him with Justin Bieber. But that's my guess. 23-year-old Ketel Marte is going to be the believer on the Mariners.
Hey, so to this end, right? And I can't remember exactly when it all started. The guys would pick out music and come up to that music and all this sort of nonsense. What is the silliest, weirdest song you can think of that a guy's come up to, if you can? I'm not kind of putting you on the spot right now. Well, for that matter,
you are.
What would be your walk-up music?
I'm like the worst guy to ask. I don't mean to dodge this question. I don't know.
I know it wouldn't be Billy Joel.
A lot of it. I'll go Billy Joel, Piano Man. I think because who else would it be? Because he's going to be in Safeco Field. Yeah, I'm a horrible person for walk-up music. Some people pay a lot of attention to that. I don't know whether it's because I'm taking notes or updating my scorebook. I couldn't tell you one guy what he plays. So give me the Piano Man, and we'll go out with Billy there on Safeco, just like it's going to be in when he shows up for the concert. How's that?
It works just fine. That works just fine. I'm with you, though. I know it's happening. I hear it, I guess, sort of.
Right.
But I really never pay attention or think to myself, he's coming up to whomever. It just doesn't cross my mind.
It's not big on my mind. I know a lot of people do pay attention, and I'm that's probably not my strong point. I'm going to be frank with you.
All right. Well, you gloves down. I mean, you've held them for the 8 seconds. We're going to keep the fight going. Let's go the other end of that spectrum with you. Who's got that personality on this team, you know, that kind of feisty guy who might be the first to be ejected?
First guy to be ejected. Again, the leader in the clubhouse, I think, on recent history would be Kyle Seager, because I don't know if you remember, he had a little dust-up with Jared Weaver at the end of last year, and Weaver wanted to kind of quick pitch him, and Seager was not having anything to do with it, and he kind of goes through his routine and held up his hand, and they exchanged some words and some interesting, you know, I think if you want to look forward to next year, the Angels and Mariners, you know, the Mariners get a lot of front office guys from the Angels, their manager and the GM, and Seager with the little thing. It might be a little bad blood between the Angels and Mariners next year. Seager, however, not, he's a pretty controlled guy. So, you know, I give you all that, and then I'm going to say, first guy to get ejected, I'll go Felix Hernandez, just because, you know, he's a guy who sometimes will bark at the umps and actually would get ejected, where I think Seager, you know, more controlled. So Mariners, not a team that gets on a lot of fights and gets guys thrown out a lot. So that's right up there with walk-up music. But I'll go with Felix. This guy's a good tossed.
No believers. No ejections. this is telling, and I don't know, Greg. Maybe this is more you know, introspective on you than it is the team. I don't know. We're going to find out.
That well could be.
Let's see. How about this? Somebody off the bench. You know, one of the bench guys who you could see jumping into the lineup on an everyday basis at some point. Who might be that first candidate in your mind?
First candidate to come out, yeah, I'm going to go with a guy probably not a lot of people would say right now. I would go with Mike Zunino, who I don't think is going to be on the club to break camp, because I think they're darn well set to start him in AAA. They really feel like he got pushed too quick and just didn't have enough minor league at-bats and need some time in Tacoma, and I think they're going to do everything they can to make that happen and brought in Chris Iannetta and Steve Clevenger to kind of be those guys. But I think Mike Zunino is a pretty darn talented kid, and I think when he just relaxes and plays his game, I think he's going to be sitting down there in Tacoma hitting the heck out of the ball. And catchers, you know, tend to get hurt, and you go through them. I could see Zunino getting a call up at some point earlier than probably the Mariners think. You know, that would be my guess. So, you know, he's a guy I think he might just force his way back into that picture.
Okay. All right. I think there'd be a lot of folks who'd be probably pretty happy with that, too. Now I'm going to put you back on a spot, you know, asking a question that you probably would rather not answer, but in a five-man rotation, somebody is not going to make the full year in that rotation. And every single team, who's the first to fall out of the Mariners' rotation this year?
First to fall out. I guess you got to first come up with who's going to be in it. I think the fifth spot, I think probably the most interesting thing in spring training is going to be who's that fifth starter, assuming everyone's healthy. And I think that fifth man comes down to Nathan Carnes and James Paxton. An interesting battle there. And if Paxton's healthy, he's certainly going to be in that picture. Carnes, a guy they went out and got, and obviously a lot of times when you go get a guy, he's a guy you want to see what he's got, and pitched well in Tampa Bay last year. So if I had a guess, I'm going to, you know, if this is everybody staying healthy, which is probably the toughest thing to do, but so let's say Carnes is that fifth guy, and then they open the season with Paxton kind of wanting to build him up in Tacoma and see what he can do. And I could see Paxton, like Zunino, just impressing enough down there to kind of force his way into that rotation. So, yeah, we'll go Carnes starts this year in the rotation, and Paxton, you know, jumps in there sometime and grabs that spot. So that's as good a guess as I got.
Okay, all right. I like it. Now, I was going to ask you, like, you know, a candidate to throw a no-hitter perfect game, but let's be honest. You know, Felix has already done it. So, I mean, I think we know the answer. What about this? On the offensive side, somebody, a candidate who you think could hit for the cycle?
Hit for the cycle. Whoa, tough thing to do, and a tough thing on this team because a lot of their power hitters don't run real well. But looking at their stats, Seth Smith led the team with triples last year. That probably surprised a lot of people. 5 triples. Also a guy that can hit the home, 12 homers, 31 doubles. So he's a guy that, you know, could add, put those. I think the toughest thing to get is that triple, Dave. And if you got a guy that can do that, Seth, you know, runs well enough to do that, and he's got some gap power and can put it over the fence. So, you know, I'd go with Smith. Last Mariner had a cycle was, I think, Beltre back in 08. So it's it is a tough one to do, but we'll put Seth. I would love to see that.
Okay, yeah, that's a good one. We'll wrap it up with this. Must see, MLB.com, must see the highlights. Who is it we're going to see on the must-see reels the most?
So those little highlight clicks they do that are kind of fun. It's usually like a super play, a defensive play, or something just kind of wacky. The super play, Leonis Martin playing out in center field is a heck of a defender, so I guess he'd be one if you're going with maybe a defensive gem. But a guy I think you might see a lot on must-see clips would be Nori Aoki. Aoki is a guy who's just he just has the facial expressions and the body contortions, and it just seems that he always is kind of doing something crazy, a weird route to the ball, but makes the catch or doing something. I could see him lighting up the must-see reels. In fact, I remember, Dave, I saw a clip not too long ago. I was watching something, and it was Aoki. He's running over to make a catch by the wall in foul territory, and it comes up with the ball, kind of slides into the wall, and the fan reaches out to get the ball from him, give him the ball, and Aoki looks, the guy's in another visiting ballpark, and he looks at the guy and stares him in the eye and gives him a hand slap and walks away, and everybody just kind of threw their hands up. And that was a funny moment, kind of the Aoki personality. And I think that's the kind of thing Mariners fans are going to see with him, and it kind of plays well on some of those little clips. So I'll go with Aoki on that one.
Yeah, good call. Well, listen, you've navigated this pretty well, considering we got started the canvas with Justin Bieber first. nicely done. Enjoy these waning moments, my friend. Spring training's coming.
We're counting them down, Dave. I can't wait to be there, and should be some good ball playing before long. We got less than 2 weeks till pitchers catchers report, so that's you start making that countdown, it's getting to be baseball time.
No doubt. Great stuff. There he goes, Greg Johns, MLB.com Extras, the Seattle Mariners edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.